Hi, my name's Jared. I recently heard a HPR episode asking for people to contribute, and I've listened to a lot of episodes, so I thought I'd give it a whirl. One of the suggestions was asking to talk about how you first got into Linux. So I'll give that a shot. Back in the mid-90s, I was in college at RPI, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. I was majoring in biochemistry and biophysics. But most of my roommates were engineers. About half of those guys had their own personal computers. Back then, nobody had laptops. And the school's computer network was Unix-based. There were computer labs all over the campus, and to survive, you had to learn how to operate in a Unix environment. My freshman roommate and some of my other later roommates had played around with Linux. Of course, this is back in the pre-Windows 95 days, so we moved from Windows into playing on Linux. First machine that I actually owned, got in late 1998, had Windows 98 on it and a version of Red Hat that I had dual boot, and I split time between both of those. There was always some kind of problem that I was having trying to get X to work right on that cheap-ass machine, but I was able to use it well enough. The second machine that I had was a dual boot with Windows 2000 and a version of Mandrake that was out at the time. Almost everything on that one worked very well, but for no good reason I seemed to spend more time in Windows 2000 than I did in Linux. The third machine that I have that I'm using now currently, I played around with a version of Ubuntu called SuperOS and the Windows 7 beta, which has since expired, but at the time was free. And now I'm mostly using the Mint release of Ubuntu Linux almost all the time. Pretty much the only thing I can't do, besides play old games, which I wouldn't really be doing anyways, is mess around with creating playlists on my Creative Zen MP3 player, because their software is Windows XP only. And so I get that done at work anyway on a Windows XP machine. Professionally, I'm a scientist. I work at a biotech company called Veridex. Years back, I was on a project for more than 5 years where we developed an automated sample processor for blood-based cancer analysis test. And that machine was Linux-based, Mandrake something or other. I didn't do any software or any firmware development. I wrote scripts on top of all that stuff. But we used the directory structure to keep things organized. So we had descriptive path names and file names that were really, really useful for keeping everything straight. And I had some basic command line skills back from the Unix days and other ones that I had picked up, and using basic text editors to write these scripts that made the instrument sing and dance. At that company, we also had a sample analysis instrument that originally started out as Windows 2000 but was moved to a Linux platform. And I may give a talk or two about some of the technology that was there. Anyway, back to Linux at home. Most of the applications that I use most of the time, I have it set up with just a typical default GNOME desktop environment. Use Firefox, Mozilla Firefox, for all the web surfing that I do. Most of my email now is web-based, but I used to use Thunderbird in the past. All the document stuff, all the office document things that I have to deal with, I use Google Docs for, but I've used OpenOffice in the past, which works well. For pictures, I keep them on Picasa, Google Picasa account, And there's a good Linux Picasa app for wrangling all the pictures together. For keeping track of podcasts and other RSS stuff, I use a Sage plugin for Firefox, which works pretty well. There's a lot of manual stuff involved, but at least you know where things are going to go, when it's going to happen. VLC and a movie player for listening to music and watching movies. Used Miro a little bit just because it had different content. It had feeds for TED Talks and some other stuff that was interesting. Haven't used that in a while, but it is an interesting application. I used Transmission for BitTorrents, gedit and nedit for simple text file editing. X screensaver pops up when I'm not here, and I use the Linux version of Skype a couple times. Back in the day, when I was a little bit more creative, I messed around with using the GIMP to distort and screw around with pictures. I used to make wallpapers and stuff years back. I had run Apache and FTP servers on the machine at home just so that I would have access and other file sharing things, mostly for pictures or hosting music files that I could listen to remotely. I definitely use the Ubuntu, whatever it is, but the package manager for any software upgrades and installs. It keeps things very simple. I try not to install too much on my own manually, although every once in a while I have to do that. Tar and zip and the whole deal there, figuring out dependencies. But I try to stay away from some of that stuff. This Mint Linux, and really Ubuntu in general, handles USB drives and partitions very, very well. So stuff like that is simple to use. It's a little bit of work when I pull pictures from my camera. I have a 6-year-old digital camera, so getting pictures off of that is sometimes manual, and then it just figuring out the folder structure for how it stores them. But a little bit of wrangling, a little bit of file name manipulation, and it squares all that away. I don't have a printer or a scanner, so I don't deal too much with peripheral stuff, but I've seen in the past that stuff works pretty well. I do have two monitors going with one graphics card, and setting that up was trivially easy. And I'm recording this with Audacity, so I was able to figure that out, hopefully. Every once in a while, I'll dig through the package manager list of applications and try different things, some of them games, some of them interesting-sounding applications. Nothing really life-changing that I've ever found, but I'm always up for interesting suggestions. Some of the actual Linux skills that I use at home, every once in a while an application gets hung up. You have to dig around, find the process number, and kill it manually. That's fairly easy to do. Like I said, tar and zipping, usually not for installing software, but for old things that I have archived away from previous work, previous machines, all collected together. Just every once in a while. I'll tell you some of the things that I like about Linux, besides it being free. And I don't really have the Linux is free if your time has no value problems that some people seem to do. Now, if you're trying to stress it a little bit more, I can understand that it's easy to run into problems. But boy, recent modern distributions of Linux are incredibly easy to run. Even installing it isn't over my head. You know, I can set up partitions. Have to pay attention a little bit, but it's not overly complicated. And damn near everything that I do at home, there's applications for that I can run, all the entertainment stuff, information, whatever else it is all right there. I also will carry around one of the or two of the distributions of Linux on a CD, and if my work laptop doesn't cooperate when I travel with wireless or with whatever, I can quickly flip into a live Linux CD and everything seems to work well. If I had my preference, I'd run it all the time, but it's not my machine and it's not my network, so I gotta follow rules at work. And if I ever did want to dig up old games or play new games. I just get a copy of Windows, make a new partition or get a new hard drive and play. So if I ever get back into that, that would be the move. I've never really converted anybody successfully into using Linux at home for real. I do know some people who, when the Mac OS X came out years back, that was more or less Unix-based, that some people flipped to that. I've gotten some people, some Windows people, to mess around for a short time using Linux on home machines, but not all the way, and definitely not full-time. About me, I'm not a programmer. I'm not an IT guy, a professional IT guy. You know, maybe have some above-average computer experience, you know, but I'm not a I'm not an engineer. But I can handle Linux well enough to be happy, and sometimes it cooperates. Most of the time, it cooperates with things that I want to do. I'm not really apprehensive about trying different stuff. Or even really too nervous about losing everything that I have, which I think might be a sticking point with some people. You know, so I'm not afraid to try some of these things and get them to work. Anyway, that was a little about me. Like I said, my name is Jared. If you want any questions about anything I'm doing or other suggestions, please get a hold of me. Like I said, I'm also professionally, I'm a cell biologist. So I was thinking about doing some talks on that. I used to do patent work. I'm a registered patent agent. I was thinking about doing a talk about that. I coach lacrosse for some local teams. I was thinking about talking about that. And I help high school kids build robots with the FIRST Robotics program, and I was thinking about doing some talks about that. So thanks for listening, and hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.